This is another example. It might be the worst example besides IRS of overreaching, overextended federal agencies, and something's got to be done about it. Our Congress, obviously the president is part of the problem. He's not going to do anything about it. That leaves us only with Congress, and I hope that somewhere along the line they're going to step up and exercise their legislative authority and do something about not only EPA but these other federal agencies that are just running roughshod. My concern, Randall, is that long-term, the way all of this is heading and has for a number of years, unfortunately, they're going to cut off our ability to produce food and fiber in this country. That's where it's going to wind up. And, you know, they're just not looking at the big picture. I don't think they're doing a very good job of looking at anything. But, you know, we got to get some common sense restored and do something about some of these renegade agencies.
Now, there is legislation that has been introduced in Congress by Florida Representative Steve Sutherland trying to stop the regulation of water bodies by the EPA. And while many groups and associations in agriculture across the country have made comments and continue to do so, McMillan and others encourage every landowner to do the same.
You know, let me add, nobody's more concerned than the ag people and forestry people of all types. That's how we make our living, with the soil and the land. And nobody could be more interested than now, you know, you're always going to have some bad guys, but we got agencies like Departments of Agriculture and state environmental agencies that can deal with that. We don't need Washington coming down here with some sort of one-size-fits-all ridiculous regulation. So that's important. But what I say, and I didn't originate this statement, but I know it applies to me, and I think it applies to almost everybody in our sector. Everybody lives downstream. So, you know, we've got to be aware. Everybody has to be aware. But it's a huge problem.
So efforts continue on many levels to stop EPA from expanding its regulatory authority. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.